The City of Angels is black and gold. You are listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. And now, Joseph Zacher.
Greetings, Los Angeles. Welcome to episode 396 of the Heart of LAFC podcast. For this morning, obviously going to call it crashing out as we crash out from the Club World Cup. Learned a lot about our team in a few games, that's for sure. And of course, there's a lot of rumors related to all of this happening. But yeah, we're out of the show. It keeps going. We're right back into MLS. No time to cry as we got to play Vancouver on the weekend. We'll cover it all today. We'll make it happen. We've got Tony and myself on for tonight. Bam may chase in later. We'll see what happens there. He's had to work pretty late. So if we do get him, cool. If not, you know, he'll probably be on the chat soon enough. All right, let's get into it. Of course, when we left you last, we had all the optimism in the world leading into the Esperance match, talking about, well, you know, warning you guys that, you know, that team's pretty good. They can, you know, do some damage. They've done some damage. They have a history of winning. Yeah. that is definitely what they did on the day. But the story to me is less about what they did and more about what we did. So we'll talk about that. We'll cover the Flamengo tie as well. Yeah, I mean, that's really what we're looking at here. Done for, pretty much. We got to move on. We got to figure things out. And again, player movement is real. Tony, how are you feeling, sir? I know I've been hurting from these results. How are you doing?
I've been hurting. Exposes us of where we need to be and what this, exposes the league of just everything, how back we are and how backwards we are as a team. You know what I mean? We can, which means that with our payroll, with what we're doing, we are decent in our league. But when you get into international tournaments, and not, we're not just talking about like America's teams, like, you know, Mexico, Guatemala, Costa Rica, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking the world stage, and we can't even hold our own against that as well. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you're playing in a tournament against teams with a history of winning, ultimately, and also living in a cutthroat environment every day. Mm-hmm. Everyone else has something to lose but us, because we play in a cotton candy kind of league, right? You exactly. Think you get draft picks. That's it. That's the worst that's going to happen to you. These teams, they stink. They're out of the top flight. And then, you know, you're crashing out everywhere because the money falls apart. So for everyone else that's in this tournament, every day means something. Every day to get into their starting lineup means something. Every day to just dress means something. Where we're in the league, star players are safe. They don't have to do much. They still get minutes, even when they stink. If you got a name on your back, right, you're protected. If you're bad, you're still protected as a team. Overall, everyone's got the, you know, the funny money salary cap that we run under, and that gets exposed here too. You see the underbelly in this one, right? Soft underbelly is exposed in a tournament like this. And not only did it happen to us, but it happened to the Seattle Sounders as well. Miami is doing Miami things because of one player. Let's be honest. If he's not on the field, they're doing the same thing we're doing. But yeah, MLS has looked like the weakest in this. And I'm still surprised those guys got through, but they did. Mm-hmm. I think that's the reality of it all, is you're seeing how the Wolves play and you're not a Wolf. Sorry, that's just how it is. We'll cover that deep here. That's for sure. And then yes, our team does deserve a pretty heavy look. Because not only on MLS standards weren't up to it, but our own performance and what we do and what we expect from our club and how they're supposed to play under the system that we were promised by the organization. To me, that game, I guess Esperance, was probably one of the worst I've ever seen from LAFC. And I'm not trying to take away from the team we played against, but even on our own function and how we're supposed to approach the game, it looked like a bunch of mercenaries out there and nobody was on the right page. At least that's how I felt. They were kind of playing for themselves, not playing for each other. The passes, if you got three together, it was a big deal. At least three with purpose. And it just didn't feel like LAFC. Am I wrong in that, Tony?
You're not wrong. Again, it was just, again, the problem with it, again, with the whole situation is you're on the world stage, which is when we bring in players, our, I guess, you know, sales pitch is, you know, we're a big club. We can sell you. We are a selling club. We can sell you to a bigger club. You know what I mean? So how do you, you know, without you selling yourself and having an agent, how else do you sell yourself? You do great things in a big tournament like this, friendlies as well. We've heard so many stories, like, of course, like the one of the most well-known stories in the most recent like history for us is Cristiano Ronaldo, you know, mm-hmm. plays against Manchester United. Everybody wanted him. He was already on his way, but because of how well he played and how much the players loved him and how he played and the everything, that got expedited quickly. So how do you get sold expedited quickly? You play well, you play selfishly. And that's the problem that happened for both games.
Yeah. You know, the team aspect kind of went out the window. The other thing that we noticed is we had certain players that featured through us for us throughout the year and things to expect. And all of a sudden this tournament comes around. We're playing ride or die with a guy that's been struggling all year. Mm-hmm. So he's going to find himself in the highest pressure match. Cause why? 10 years ago, he could do it. Yeah. That doesn't work either. And that comes down to decision-making, comes down to the coach, right? It's his decision who goes on the field. You wonder if there's other pressure external to make sure that name player plays. But you went 80 minutes against Esperance with a guy that didn't show it after 10. I'm befuddled. I got to be honest. Especially knowing that you've got other guys that have produced for us sitting there watching the game. It's tough to see. It's really tough to see. So, yeah, for me, the match was ours. And, of course, the moment of moments, right? You play a terrible game, but somehow, some way, you get a gift in the 97th minute, right? 90 plus 7. And then the guy that's trying to carry everything on his back goes out there, and you could tell he was off on the day. He takes the penalty, and weak sauce, man. Doesn't get the job done, and now we're here. He gets that goal. We're still alive going into the third game. It's that simple. He doesn't do it. Now we've rested on his shoulders a lot, kind of too much. And, you know, he's taken that responsibility upon himself. So I applaud him for that. But this was his moment to shine and he didn't do it. And he'll have to deal with that, right? The mental game there is tough enough. If anybody's going to be hard on him, it's going to be him more than all of us. And so, yeah, he did everything he thought he could do. It just didn't work out. And he was on the biggest stage to show off as well. And he didn't, he failed. He failed in the moment. So that's that, right? We lose the game, tournament done. You get one consolation game, you could say, right? You got to play your three against a stacked Flamengo side. I think every one of us was really hesitant knowing that game was coming next because, right, after that dog of a match, now you got to play a team that's, let's be real, a legit contender in this tournament. They've shown themselves to be. And now you got to deal with them with their huge crowds that they're showing up with, which has been very impressive. Their play style has been impressive. They are who they are, right? You say that name, right? You all have that feeling. You know it's Flamengo, man. And they're living up to it. Right, Tony? I think in the lead up to this match, they are really showing out for this tournament.
Oh, yeah. Even with, like, again, everyone was saying this could be like a quick, even like it could be a quick like 3 points and we can get this, you know, because they're already on to the next round and they don't really need this. They're going to rest players 100% we could, but with the stack of this team and the chemistry that they have, it was still going to be a difficult game. You know what I mean? You still put out your best players to get some legs under them, to get some warm up, and you don't play them the full 90 or the full 80, the full 60, whatever you usually play with them, but you get them in there. And that's what we saw again. It was just a lot of questions, a lot of answers. Who knows what the future holds is the best way to say this right now.
More questions than answers, but I think in a fan perspective and the culture that we've been sold with this club, if changes don't occur after this, you got to look at the top, man. That's where you got to stay. It's not even about the coach anymore. If things don't happen after this, and I know the rumors are swirling, we'll cover it. If things don't happen after this, you're kind of wondering if you just kind of went meh for this season. We'll just do what we can with what we got. And we all know that's unacceptable. We weren't sold on a team that would do that. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be the game changer, right? Had any game changer vibe. So yeah, here we are. Now looking at the Flamengo match, looking at the lineup after the disaster against Esperance, they did run a 3-4-3, which is a little interesting, which I think made good sense, to be honest. Three center backs, Segura, Long, Marlon, Lloris in goal, Delgado, Igor, Jesus, right? We expected those guys. And then Palencia and Hollingshead getting a little more freedom to either hang back or move forward. And then up top, interesting, right? You had Buanga and Martinez, and then our new player, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you pronounce his name? DeRozan?
I know DeRozan. I'm going to miss him. No, DeRozan. You were saying, right?
Yeah, DeRozan. To me, he's been fine since we've got him. He hasn't stood out, but he's been there. The effort's there, that's for sure. I'm not sure we needed another winger in the moment, but we tend to do that every time we're in trouble. We buy a winger. It's what we do. and so, yeah, he got to start this game. Fine. That's cool. We were completely dominated. We expect to be dominated. I'm just forlorn by the constant schoolyard offside mistakes that we had in this game. Like, you see the guys in front of you, right? You have the best view as a winger to know whether you're onside or you're offside. And you keep getting caught offside. And you're fast. That's the other thing that kills me. Your first step's probably just as good as anybody else on that field. You don't have to cheat it. You don't have to hang that tight. And you'll still outplay these guys or outrun them at least. But yeah, we waste opportunities on these sorts of things. Now, the match, I'll throw that to you, Tony, on the play-by-play, the highlights and lowlights. Let's go for it, man.
Not much to talk about on this one, but a lot to talk. Well, not much, but a lot is the best way to say it. Because, of course, we, as you mentioned, the offsides call that has been plaguing us not in multiple games, the constant not finishing and everything. And, of course, a little bit miscommunication in the first half with Segura and Lloris that almost, thankfully, did not concede a goal. You know, shout out to that crossbar. Thank you for that save. You are the MVP for the match. Lloris did put on a good performance, so I'm not just taking away credit for that. But that whole situation of just miscommunication, I don't know what was going on. Open goal, crossbar hits, and it goes down into the goal. We're down 1-0, and who knows how the just momentum goes from then, you know. Sit back, they play this lead, we end up not getting the goal. But we do, finally, in the... final minutes of the game.
84th minute, Buanga finally gets his goal.
Finally. He finally, one-on-one with the keeper, slots it in, scores the goal, and thinking, all right, couple, you know, minutes left playing time, we can do this. We can take a win, take, and I'll express this, $2 million home, an extra $2 million. But not even... Two minutes later, they ended up scoring, and that is the ball game, because at that the end of the day, it's just a tie.
And even worse, he dribbled up the middle. Nobody bothered to foul him.
He got bumped, remember. He dribbled and got bumped.
Take his leg off. Like, I don't get it. You don't have another game to play, right? What, do you get suspended from a game you're not going to play in?
Mm-hmm.
Like... dude, take the red. Take anything. Just don't let him through. But no, we didn't get that. So soft again. Soft is the term, I think. It seems to be running with me these days. Soft, man. Buck up. Own this. They didn't. And so, hey, we end up with a 1-1. I guess that's something we can kind of applaud. You got a draw against Flamengo. Consolation, you're not the worst team in the tournament, and you have a goal. Yay. Right? I guess that's okay. Form, not so much. Possession, Did we break 40 in this? No, we had 34. We didn't break 35. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 19 shot attempts for the other team. Yeah, pretty wild. But hey, we survived. We got a point. Whatever. Tournament done. We got to come home. We got to lick our wounds. We got to figure out who's still going to be on the team by the time we take the field on Sunday. Because while this was all going down, we had a rumor about Dolo walking away. You saw that one roll out there. We know he's leaving at the end of the year, but Eric Wynalda on X,
yeah,
talking about him saying, "Yeah, he's done, and Razov has taken over, and that's that." Well, it's pushing Friday now, right? Tournament's over. We're pushing Friday. I don't think that announcement's dropping. Usually, we drop news on Thursday. It's kind of an LAFC thing, you know. Right, we always get on we always get the news right before this one. It hasn't dropped. So I think that was just Wynalda. Maybe he's done. We know he's done, but maybe it's not yet. Now I would say, as a fan of the Bundesliga and knowing that he's going to be heading back to Germany, things kick off for them again normal in August. Right towards the end of August, things have to be settled. So if he's got a job somewhere, that would make sense. Yeah. So it's plausible. Maybe that's why Wynalda is speculating the way he is. It is definitely plausible. Now, adding into that fun speculation, we had a rumor about a new manager being looked at, former Tottenham manager, which is rather interesting. The Australian. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm for it. I think it's cool. If that's who we're getting next, I think it's fine. The personality is strong. He would stand up to pressure from the top, right? And do his thing. And that's okay. We kind of need a strong-minded person getting in there anyway. The other rumor, of course, was Razov taking the reins for the rest of the year. Tony and I both, you know, I think we both love Razov and all he's done for the club. And we do know he's one of those guys that is also into accountability. Mm-hmm. And the little bits that he has had where he's in front of the press, he doesn't mind calling people out, even himself and his own decision-making. So if you want somebody that shows accountability, he will do that. The fire is there for sure. So if it is him for the rest of the year, that makes sense too. So if that rumor does play, we'll be okay. But yeah, long term, I know we got to get somebody in here that's strong-minded. I'll say that, and we'll hold for what they believe in. That would be nice, not just what a committee believes in. That would be a good thing. Your thoughts, Tony, on the potential, or at least the rumorville with the coaching situation?
If again, Dolo has been, for his run, it has been decent is the best way to sum up a thing. Again, I think he's also lost the locker room. I'm just going to say that, like, they're not, it's just, again, there's a disconnect because it's just after yes, the money cap that we have, the everything like that is somewhat of excuse. But when you lose to a team that has a lower payroll than we do and show up and beat you, I think then you start asking the question of, okay, if money isn't the issue and you can't get the players you want, maybe it's the players that we're picking up that are the issues, or you've lost control of tactics and you're not tactically, you know, building a culture or a system in there that people have just kind of pushed this aside and let everything go. So if he stands to leave, I, again, going back to the Bundesliga, once everything started, more power to him. I would still wish him the best of luck. If he started to stick it out, he needs to figure out a way to inspire everybody to play the right ways. And maybe with the absence of maybe a couple players that we'll talk about in a rumor reel coming up next of leaving may help him kind of get the last bit of information of, again, yes, in the MLS we're doing fine, but this can turn into a big old snowball effect to an avalanche quickly if it's not checked. And Razov coming in, that'd be great. The coach from Tottenham, again, he did win a cup with Tottenham, something they haven't done in years. No matter what it is, he still got it. And it'd be a new change, and I'd be welcome.
Yeah, I, you know, either way, we're okay. I just, I think I'm in the camp with most of you that it's like, if you're out, it's better for our organization if you're out now. It just is. Move on, right? It's that lame duck situation. Long-term for the players. I mean, do they really have to buy in? He's out the door. If you have somebody else come in, then yeah, you got to earn your spot again. It's a reset. Anytime you bring a new manager, that whole lineup's now a test again. It shouldn't be guaranteed. Even if it's somebody who's a part of the staff, they have a different look than the other guy does. They see things different because of the way they handle training sessions and where they are involved in those training sessions. What do you think Razov's been doing, right? He tends to be more on the offensive side of the training session and knowing what the strikers are up to, who's putting in the work, who's, so, you know, he's that guy, the familiarity's there. He knows what he's going to want from them. But I would think, yeah, if you have one foot out the door, then put both feet out the door and move on. That's where I'm at. All right. So at coaching, cool. We'll see what happens there. Then comes the player situation. And the two names that have been featured the most is heading out the door are the two highest paid players on the team. We've got the Giroud rumor that's kind of simmering. And then kind of exposed how much he's getting paid, because, you know, we don't discuss how much they get paid, but the rumors have numbers. And they look pretty exorbitant. And that's the big reason why the move, I guess, has not happened, is because of how much we're paying that dude. So now it's sounding like it is happening, because certain names are now being attached to the rumor that are pretty trustworthy. When they say something, it tends to happen. Am I right, Tony? Like, the sources are changing now?
Yeah, sources are more confirmed, more actual, like, not saying actual reporters, but well-known reporters. When certain things are said, is confirmed, it's usually on the way.
They're league people. That's how I look at it. They're league people, and they're guys that have an inside track with the league. So there, you have that. So if that is happening, well, cool. I think we're all relieved if that is happening, because the fit just isn't there. It's just not working. And if for the pay rate, oh my God, it's beyond not working. It's ridiculous. If that is what he's really getting paid for what he's provided. Yeah. Yeah, dodge a bullet if we get this deal. Then comes Bwanga, and that's a mixed bag of emotions. The rumor for him is Club America. Interesting, right? The team that he takes down or helps to take down is the team that wants to go for him. I think a lot of us in our heads were like, yeah, he's probably heading back to France. He's not traveling very far if that's the case, if this is real. Now, I do think the approach is real. What we do with that, that's a whole different animal. And I'm not sure what we'd entertain, but it's Club America. Why would they not approach for Denny Bwanga? It makes perfect sense if they go for him. Am I right, Tony? Like,
fits. Oh, if he fits the system, he fits everything. It goes back to the conversation he had with Janak every time we played Tigres of, you know, someone he looks up to, someone he admires, and, you know, a good interaction of how a French person lives in Mexico. Again, DFA and Monterrey or in the Monterrey area are different, but 100% fits the system. And if it's the right amount of money, then why not? Again, America's trying to rebuild to win another championship, as they always try to do. And they're willing to spend money to bring in the best players in America that can play the system, play their way, the way they want to. And what I think the rumor about it was like 12 million for him. That is the rumor going around.
Yeah.
For it. Yeah. So that would be, again, mixed bag. Cause it's like, then you come into the question of who takes his spot, who replaces his workload, who puts in, and also who do we bring in? Because it's going to be in the next, again, lucky for us, for this Club World Cup, it showed us what we need, and with a new window soon opening, what we can bring in.
Yeah, and there is a bit of a tell with the last lineup that featured with Martinez on the left wing, right? New player on the right wing that you just brought in. So there's those wingers we're talking about. And then Denny was, for a while, middle. Kind of showing things, You know, so if he is heading out, well, you already know who the replacements on the wing is. The question is center forward, because if Drew's gone and Danny's gone, well, they obviously your purchase is happening there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, question is it going to be the 4-3-3? Are you going to bring in a guy that could play that but also drop low and you're more of a two-man front? It's interesting. Really interesting. If it does happen, yeah, I mean, that kind of calls it for the year, I think. That would be like, well, okay, we're rebuilding. We're retooling at that point.
Technically,
but
yes.
At the same time, are we strong enough to win it right now? Tony, let's be real. Are we strong enough to win it right now?
We're strong enough to win it? No. We have to make some changes. Again, there's also the conversation, as in more rumorville as well, with a player coming in. And that's also with talks of with the kit-wide sponsor to help out with that.
Yeah. And so one, Mueller. Yeah, Mueller's are good at football. Yeah, Thomas Mueller, rumored to come here. He's been rumored for months now. This is the one that never goes away. And so the latest rumor is that he's either going to retire or he's going to play for LAFC. Mm-hmm. That's the rumor. Like, it's one or the other. He wants to come here, but the numbers don't match up for us financially. Caps and all, I guess, or wouldn't be much of a cap situation if those two guys get sold, right?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they need to meet at a certain level. We can't quite do it. Bayern can't interfere too much, even though they want to. So that's where the sponsors come in. And this happened for Messi at Miami, right? That he got all these sponsor setups. Beckham got this too. It's pretty common for a big name player to get that kind of stuff to help things across the line. So to me, it makes sense. And if you know the involvement of Adidas with Bayern, part owner, right, of Bayern, why wouldn't they? They're the big sponsor here. It makes sense. He will sell shirts. There's no doubt about that. How he fits in the lineup, that's another story. I have my thoughts on that. I have my fanboy thought and then tactical thought. And for a fan perspective, I'm like, yeah, right, because my history with Bayern. But he's not a 90-minute guy, and we just have to know that. 90 from time to time, yes, 90 every week, you might be playing with fire. So now, and when he's on the field, you know, a lot of people want to compare him to Giroud. I can't believe he's not the same player. It's not even close. Like, the what they offer on the field is a completely different story. Mueller, for his age, is still very mobile. He doesn't sit and stand pat in one place. He doesn't play that way. He looks for the holes. He adjusts to the game and then plays a position related to what's needed in the moment. And others will float as needed, and he'll direct them there. He can play as a 10. He can play as a striker. He can play as a wing. He's effective in all places. You saw with Bayern how they used him in this tournament. A lot of times sent forward, a lot of times withdrawn. Again, trusted to be everywhere because he is the smartest guy on the field. I can't say that about Giroud's focus. Giroud's focus is, I'm going to make some runs, get me the ball. In this case, Mueller's like, get me the ball, and I'll send people on runs, and I better get the ball back when that run ends. Different. Needed, honestly. He would fit. He would fit. Health-wise, I'm not sure what we're going to get from him and how many minutes per game he can handle. The age is there. But you heard him talking about the last match, and he goes, at my age, if I can run at this kind of heat, like, he was talking smack about the guys complaining about the heat, because I'm fine, and I'm this old. So that's another thing. He has a bit of a mouth. He's very funny. We might need a guy like that too, because he won't be afraid of the cameras. And if he didn't play well, he'll let you know he didn't play well. So that's some accountability. Again, for me, accountability is big. He has it. Others don't. So on that end, I'm good with it. We'll see. We'll see. Tony, what are your thoughts? I know we're jaded because of past signings, but your thoughts?
For the short term, especially because of the rebuilding stage, he'd be a great leader to, again, the same way that we did with Chiellini, you know what I mean? Too old, he doesn't play the same way and stuff like that, but that leadership, that grit, that, and it, you know, everything that he brings, that Chiellini brought, is the same thing that, in a different way, that Mueller would bring, you know what I mean? Not, again, Chiellini and Mueller, two different players, two different styles, but same aspect, as in what he's bringing in leadership, you know what I mean? Been with championship teams, know how to win in the big moments, knows what to do, knows what to say, is accountable for what's going on. So yes, would he fit short term? 100%. And if, again, this is a good way to let off. If Adidas is working on a, we'll say, project to get this in, because again, Bayern also is using, they want Müller here, not just because, again, the partnership that we have here, but they also want Müller to be the America's, what, ambassador, is it, if I remember right?
Ambassador. Yeah.
So that would jumpstart that. So why wouldn't they want that? And again, Giroud was a different kind of man. He was here. That's the best way to say it. He was here. Scores a couple goals. Yes, he did score in the U.S. Open Cup. Thank you. But that was about it. The amount
he got robbed pretty bad, yeah, too.
I exactly.
Yeah.
So he just wants out. Understandable.
Yeah, he wants out. That's cool. We, you know, not taken away from you, man. I know what you did this year with us. It wasn't great. I know what you've done in the past. If it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. Move on. Just move on. It's fine. We're good with it. We need it. Really, we do. If Mwanga's gone, then all right. Right. We've got to make some moves. And I think that we wouldn't be limited to that one if Mwanga's gone. There's going to be more. Because then you free up some dough. So we'll see what happens then. So a lot in the air as we lead into a match against Vancouver Whitecaps, right? Back into MLS. And then quickly into that other weird tournament we do in August that none of us are great fans of. But it's there. Mm-hmm. I know. That one. We won't talk about that one today, though. But it's coming quick. Now, that's that. That's the top side. LAFC2, on the other hand, I will say, quick coverage on them. They did get a win against Minnesota, 1-0 for their last match. Marius Aynero scored the game winner on that 1-0. Tommy Mihalić with the assist. I'll throw that out there. They will be playing Tacoma Defiance on Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff. So on the same day as the big team. I know, weird scheduling issues, but that's that. All right. I do see about 9 comments from the faithful. Yes, Tony.
We did see a LAFC player finally play his first real football minutes in a while, so that's also a good thing to see. So we might get a defender coming up soon.
Ooh, an Italian one?
Yep.
Hey. Good. Good. We need to see him play. Excellent. All right, so you got that one too. So there's your LAFC update. Let me see. I see some comments. I know I kind of ignored you guys. Sorry about that. Let's see what we got. It's Dave. Dave making it happen. He says, let's do this. And he said, yeah, we crashed out but got a goal against Flamengo. And then he says it as it is. It's a reality check for MLS on the world stage. Lots of work to do. Well, I mean, all the criticisms that others from other leagues say about us, it kind of got exposed in this tournament. We deny. Yeah, it got exposed in this tournament. They're onto something, that's for sure. So that's that. He also said LAC needs to hit on DPs, not just names to sell jerseys. Look at our early years and the names we would get for DPs, including Mwanga. It wasn't the focus on the star player. It was the focus on the up-and-coming guys. I remember I was always sold by the club in the early days, and you know my history with this club is that we're the team that's going to make stars, very much like an Ajax would. That's what we were sold on in the early days as we were building the supporter culture, is we're a challenger club. Yeah. And then the minute we became champions, I guess the challenger mindset kind of changed. I don't know. But that got us there because of the younger players. And yes, we got one star player that helped us big time in the final. But that didn't matter. The majority of the young, high-paid players on this team were those up-and-coming guys, right? The ones that were making a name for themselves. And that hunger is what made LAC such a threat to this league. So I'm with you, man. We need more DPs, but we need those young ones. I look at all these amazing players from South America in this tournament, playing for the Brazilian teams, playing for the Argentinian teams, featuring for some of the European teams, or most of the European teams. The game changers tend to be from South Africa, South America teams. But yeah. Oh, and there were some South African players, right? For Sundowns that were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford those guys. Probably making, you know, we should have our eyes open in this tournament too for teams that aren't getting paid as much as we do to look at their players too. Yeah, that. So yeah, there is that. And I do see, oh, we have a new face commenting. We've got JSY Talks Football coming in from England, checking in on us. Happy to have you on there, dude. Welcome aboard to the madness. I know it's a kind of a calm night, I will say. kind of a light one, but yeah, we are here. We're doing our thing. Again, the clubs get tired from playing all these crazy games. I think the pods are getting a little tired too. I ain't gonna lie. League's Cup vacation. What? Yeah, maybe. We'll see. So yeah, good to have you on there, man. Dig it. Ooh. He also, Dave said, De La Rosen is an Amsterdammer. Ik woon in Amsterdam, baby. Yep, that's where Dave's coming from, people. Yeah. Is that our first player from the Netherlands?
Nope. No. Keeper.
Who else? Blackman. Oh, yeah. That's true. We did have a keeper who didn't really have any saves. But yeah, gotcha.
Decent.
Dave also says he doesn't want Mueller. Too old. I get you. He says, is a TAM okay, not as a DP? I think that's also the fight and wire that Adidas thing is we're just trying to get right underneath that, and it's not working out. So we'll see. The numbers aren't going to be right. They're not going to do it. Like, it's that simple. We're not going to splurge crazy for him. I know this already. It is what it is. And if we do, it's a very short contract. It'll be done at the end of the year instead of a whole season after, which might still be the case anyway, but we'll see. It could be that summer rental. We've seen other players do that and be very effective. So, yeah, that is what we've got. So, Dave, thank you for jumping on tonight. JSY Talks Football, thanks for coming on as well. And a few others that I see jumping on and kind of in and out tonight. So, yeah, you guys rock. Thank you for contributing week in and week out. All right, moving on. Vinyl Club Minute, man. I've been struggling to find a happy song in these moments. I was kind of joking with Tony about that as well. I haven't got much. I got to be honest. I think I've been listening to a little bit of country in the lead up, and then we're kind of playing with TikTok songs because whatever, reels. Find something sad, run with it, I think is where I'm at. So I'm not even feeling it. You got anything, Tony?
Nothing at the moment. I'm on a K-pop spree, but it's not the right time for it.
Yeah, and you know, I was in Japan doing my thing there, and no, I got nothing. I got nothing. I think the one I joked with you about, where was it? Chazelle. Beanie. Everybody was using that for every reel when I was in Japan. So you could run with that one if you want. And it's kind of depressing after the fact when you come back and went, oh, I'm back in America. Okay, fine. If you haven't been, you just don't know. so there, we'll run with that one. Fine. All right, let's get into the next match. I know we keep moving. That, of course, would be the match against the Vancouver Whitecaps, the team we seem to play every 3 weeks. Way too often. I know. On the bright side, the Vancouver we played last time is not the Vancouver we're playing this time. This is a Vancouver that's lost 3 out of the last 4 games, and only 1 out of the last 5 have been a win. Yeah, things aren't going so great for them in the moment. They're only at 35 points. Yes, San Diego has passed them and are in first place. We had those vibes for expansion here. I know we did. They just got passed up for first place by San Diego, who beat them 5-3 in their last match. Put 5 past these guys, which is not very common for the Vancouver Whitecaps, except, you know, when they play Cruz Azul. So yeah, there is that. So yes, they're struggling a bit, but it is still Vancouver. They still have quality. They're still going to be dangerous. There's no doubt. And again, they know how to burn us. We have a history. They're very familiar with what we do, and we're kind of reeling at the moment. So it should be really interesting. Now, what have they shown the last few lineups? I think they had played a 4-3-3 in the last game. There was a 5-4-1 the game before that. Well, who features? Well, goalkeeper, we already know. Takaoka. That's who's going to show up. And he always puts up well. Again, quality there. Veselinovic and Blackman, they play 4 in the back. Those are your 2 center backs. You'd expect it. If they go 3 in the back, then Udvik might come in if he's healthy. Right? On the outsides, Ocampo and Johnson. Sometimes Laborda on the right. So, some movement there. Looking beyond that, playmaker would be Priso Mbonge and Kubas next to him. if you go four in the middle, right? Or four. And they have Ngando and Vite that would pop in. Now, if they go with the 4-3-3, expect maybe Bodwal to come in midfield. And then up top, Rios is your target man. And then Vite and Sabi could be your wings or Gando. So we know these guys. We're familiar with them. We have a former player on this team. We know how they've organized this year. I'd expect them to bounce back after getting thumped. I do. I don't think they're going to run into a depression here. No, they're going to come back at us, and they're going to come back at us hard. We're dealing with a bit of a wounded animal while we're licking our own wounds. It should be some fireworks, that's for sure. Tony, your thoughts on Vancouver so far this year, and do you think this could be a bounce-back match for them?
Well, I think it could be a bounce-back match for them because, again, this is a good opportunity to kind of not necessarily put us in our place, but also like keep us away from catching up with them. Because again, we have three games in hand at the moment because, again, we've been having to play in different tournaments at the moment. But it's depending on what LAFC shows up. But Vancouver, again, still is in the running to be a great team and has seen it. But also, we've all seen this before. On every team that makes MLS team that has made it to Champions League, the downfall afterwards, the tiredness, you know, leading up to the League's Cup is going to also affect them moving forward. And we'll see how they bounce back from that and game to game. So it's just going to be a very interesting check, like heat check for them, and also a hopefully good check for us.
I mean, you could be facing two tired teams here. That's the reality of it. We're both fatigued. We've both stuck in on these games. So, yeah, who recovers the fastest under these circumstances? That's who takes the game. Usually we'd be like, yeah, we're at home. We're fine. We're different. We're at home. I don't know. This time, I think we're kind of up in the air, right? It's been rough. And I think it's one we can't predict. We won't predict. We just know that something's got to give with our boys and the lineup. Now, that being said, I even know if he's going to be on the sideline, but hey, what do we do with our lineup? Are we going to go back to our classic 4-3-3? Are we going to play it careful and go with three center backs? What are you thinking, Tony? How do you think they're going to approach this?
I kind of want to go back to that situation that we had earlier on the board because it seemed to work well, even against the Flamingo side. It still worked well. You know what I mean? So that the three backs are going to be perfect. So again, just go. Segura is always the wild card, but Segura has been decent. He's been fine. Again, those mistakes cost us with him, but that's the tragedy you get with him. Yeah. Great on some plays, bad on other plays. But I would love to see Marlong back in the situation as well. And then, unfortunately, our captain. And I say that unfortunately because it's just we don't have a captain on the field, and that would be Long.
Yeah, I know. Leadership aspect's a little bit light. We miss Ilya, don't we? We really do miss Ilya. Now, I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of hoping for the three center backs counter these guys. They're going to come at us hard. Hollingshead to Palencia, you expect them to be on the outside. I'd almost play the same lineup that we just saw against Flamengo. I'm good with it. The other thing I could figure on is throw Boanga on the left, Martinez on the right, or just sit Martinez down, play, up the middle. I would say, anybody but Giroud at this stage. I'll leave it at that. Tony, your thoughts? Who would you throw at center forward in this moment?
I think it's just, if Ordaz is available, put him in the center forward position. If he's available again, we still haven't heard too much from him. Maybe he's still just enjoying that vacation and prepping for another run at something else. But again, he's the hot commodity. He is going to be worth something, especially for, I know El Salvador is missing him because he's a good, decent, good player for them.
Yeah, he probably should have gone to the Gold Cup, right? Just a thought. Yeah, if he's good to go, then I'm for it. If not, I would go with anybody but Drew. Honestly, that's how I feel at this point. I'm over it. I'm done with it. Move on. Yeah, you know, and then our midfield, of course, is kind of worn out, let's be honest. But that's who we've got. We don't have anything else. I know Tillman sat the first, you know, the early part of the last one, then find his way in. But let's see what they do again. To me, you know, looking at it, Igor Jesus and Delgado have also been featuring well, even though things haven't looked great. They're still doing their jobs. Can't say that for everybody.
Well, it's been hard. It's just been hard because it's just like everyone has been talking about Tillman the last tournament, that how well he's been progressing, but it didn't also – he wasn't. It's just Delgado and Jesus has just been bad. So he looks like the better midfielder in the tournament when your two other midfielders who have been consistent been doing great. And so I get – because we've had these conversations. A lot of fans have had these conversations all over social media about, you know, why is Tillman still on this team? Get him out. You know what I mean? I understand why he's there right now or why he's starting. So to see Delgado and Jesus, again, they got kind of checked, even though Delgado did show up in the last game. It's just Tillman's just something's missing. I don't know what it is.
Personally, I feel we're playing the wrong system with the tools that we have. We haven't adjusted with the talent. That's how I feel. So they're getting exposed because they're doing two guys' jobs when you could have another guy out there doing the job with them. Mm-hmm. So they're running in circles. That's my thought. That's what I see. But that's just me. They don't pay me the big books to come up with the big decisions. That's just the way it is. Yeah, I just don't think the system we play matches the talent we have. And that's why we are where we are. Yeah, that too. All right, so that's our thoughts. What do I need to see from this team? Well, string three decent passes together. Dictate the game like you used to. And if you are going to play the counterattack, use your damn wings and bring the ball to the middle. Pass the ball. Bonga's got to pass the ball. Simple things. And then, of course, the missed opportunities has always plagued us. Well, get a little more efficient, and then we'll be in a much better place. It will be hard, but, you know, we can do this. It can happen. And I think that's my thoughts on this one. That's for sure. Any other thoughts you have about this match before we call it a night, sir?
Just, you know, the same thing as you said, and to add on to it, just the missed opportunities, the inconsistency of play in the midfield is just also the one thing to watch out for. Defensive-wise, it's decent, could be better, but I'm more worried about the midfield where the fought and the battle is most of the time. And if we can't even control that, then it's going to be harder for defenders to get in line.
But it's just going to be this nonsense of not a true transition, more of a jump back and forth. Mm-hmm. Skip the midfield, right? And it just doesn't work. So we'll see. A lot to go over. Again, we're not even sure who's going to be in the lineup by Sunday, who's still going to be with us by Sunday, the way these rumors are flying. So we'll see. Talking about a team all of a sudden in flux. Here we are. It's on. All right. So on that note, we're definitely going to check, I think, a couple more comments that jumped into the mix. And then we are calling it a night. Bam is on here. He says, sorry, everyone, for missing the episode. Still stuck at work. We miss you, man. No doubt about it. But we know you're going to be on next week. Stay safe, dude. We will. You know Bam's going to be back, guys. It's the man, dude. We need him on here. That's for sure. And then Dave just telling Bam to stay safe. That is the truth, man. Dave knows how it is. All right. So on that note, we're going to call this one. I know, another early one. Tony, I'm going to give you your final thoughts, and then I'll jump in, and then we'll get ready for the weekend.
Final thoughts is be safe out there. It's going to be the Pride game, so let's have some fun out there. Be colorful, I guess, is the best way to say it. And be safe. Again, this whole situation that's still going on in LA is still not over. So you have to be safe. If anyone that is not authoritative comes up to you, just stay quiet. You know what I mean? You don't have to answer anything. They have no right to it. It's, again, illegal what they're doing. Yes, the situation is an illegal act of what is going on, but the way they're doing it is illegal. It's not, they're being judge, jury, and executioner, and that's not how us as a nation has been brought up and done for. So just be safe out there, protect each other. But again, at the end of the day, stay silent. If you're asked any questions, you don't have to answer anything unless the proper paperwork is given to you. So, and if you have any questions about that, I put some links and some information out that I can probably find quickly. But on overall as well, again, this is the transition of, I feel like we have this conversation every time we come up to League Cups, where is our team at? Is a perfect way to understand that is just, we just have to support the team and try to do what's best for us and boost best for them. But at the same time, it's like, we still have answers they have to answer to us as well, because at the end of the day, we support them through and through, but if they're not giving us what the fight that we need, then how do we give the fight that the inspiration, the energy, the passion to continue on? So that's my final thoughts for the day.
Good thoughts, man. Yeah, again, licking our wounds. We got to get back into it, not just on the field, but in the town too. Like Tony said, be safe out there. Don't get yourself in anything unnecessary. Lay low if you need to. Again, this made for TV nonsense, and now, you know, the victimization of people who even have a legal right to be here is ridiculous. Last time I checked, Spanish is not a crime. Spanish is not foreign, right? Spanish language is not foreign. It was here before English. But you know what is foreign? Secret police. That ain't American. So I'll leave it at that. I'll see you guys at the game this weekend. Let's hope for a proper escape on the day in the stands, and give your all for the club. That's what we'll always do. Final word, Tony.
Stay golden, Los Angeles.
And from me to all of you, stay golden, Los Angeles.
Thank you for listening to the Heart of LAFC. Make sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. Shoulder to shoulder, the black and gold is taking over.